Princess Scientist Book Club number 3. Hi there, my name is Murr, and I'm here with
Princess Scientist.
And we just looked at our blog and realized it has been 2 months since we've done a show.
Yep.
So what's happened in those 2 months? We had all of December.
Yep, and we went to Washington.
Uh-huh.
And Grandma's house.
Uh-huh. And then there was January, where it's been cold.
Yes, very cold. And it's starting to get spring even though it's January.
Yeah, it'll get cold again.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it happens here. Because we're in North Carolina, right?
Yep.
Yep. So we read a lot of books in that time. Let's see, you and your dad finished Graveyard Book, right?
Yep.
Did you like it?
Yep.
What'd you think about it? Don't spoil it for me. I haven't read it yet, but what'd you think about it?
It was good. It was good.
And?
Scary.
Uh-huh. Do you like scary books?
Yep.
Why?
Because they always have exciting things.
Like what?
Like zombies or something.
You like zombies?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And ghosts in there.
Okay. And we've been working on 39 Clues. We are now in the middle of the fourth book, right? The one with Egypt?
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of it. Do you remember the name of it?
No.
Okay. Actually, it should be behind you, isn't it? Yes, there it is. Ha ha.
Can I read it?
Yes. Tell us what it is.
The 39 Clues. Book 4, Beyond the Grave.
That's right. Beyond the Grave. So what's going on in this book? Do you remember?
Well, they just got locked in a tomb, and we're a little bit farther than that, but don't really know how to explain it, but...
Well, who are heroes again?
Amy, Dan and Amy, and their room just got bugged by...
You gotta tell me the name. Was it somebody else in their family? Well, if we have any new listeners, can we sum up the 39 clues? It's about a family.
Who is this big, looking for this big clue that will change their lives. And Dan and Amy, they're orphans. Grace Cahill, who was their grandmother, died. So now they're walking around with sort of like this babysitter, but staying with them as long as she can take it.
As long as she can take it? No, I think she's a little bit more tolerant of them than that.
Yeah.
And so, are their lives in danger?
Yeah.
Why?
Because a lot of people hate them, and they got dynamited and flared up.
Flared up? What's flared up?
Well, burnt.
Oh, okay. Dynamited and flared up. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So,
Well, why do people hate them so much? They're very nice kids.
I know, but that's my question.
Well, do you think it might be because they were closer to their grandmother than anybody else was?
Yeah.
And do you think maybe they're a lot smarter than they think they are, and they're doing a really good job of finding the clues?
Yep.
And so they're a threat?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're getting near the end of it. They found out that their room was bugged by their uncle.
Can't remember his name?
Alistair. Alistair Oh from South Korea?
Uh-huh. They thought he was dead because there was an avalanche in book 3.
That's right. Spoiler alert. Sorry. So he comes back and, what I want to know is also at book 3, it sort of ended with him confronting his uncle, who he happens to hate very much, but nothing came of that, because we saw both him and the uncle in separate places in book 4. So that's what I'm curious about.
Mm-hmm. Both him and his uncle.
Right. So where do you think this book's going?
Well, they are getting more powerful, more smarter, and, can I tell them the exciting part?
Yeah, tell them the exciting part.
I mean, in another book.
Like what?
Remember in book 3?
Just say it.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
Well, I just want to say an exciting part that happened in book 3 or book 2. I can't remember. But
where were they?
They're in this dark trainway, and Amy or Dan almost got run over by a train. I think it was Amy. And Amy almost got run over by the train.
Mm-hmm. I think it was Dan, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, I think they were in Paris. I think that was the first book, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
And they were in Paris, The Maze of Bones?
Yeah, Natalie is the
au pair.
One au pair.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're doing 39 Clues. What else are... what are you reading with your dad?
We're reading... A Crack in Time?
Nope. A Wrinkle in Time.
Ah, Wrinkle in Time, A Crack in Time. Ooh.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite books as a kid.
Yeah.
Are you liking it?
Uh-huh.
Really? Yes, there it is. Why do you like it?
Because Miss Who, Miss Which, and Miss What's It, or should I say it in order? Miss What's It, Miss Who, and Miss Which, are actually very powerful guys.
They're not guys.
Well, girls. Powerful girls. And,
do you like the witches?
Yeah. So, and Mrs. What's It turns into this weird creature. And then just...
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Who are our main characters? You can't remember the main characters?
Oh, yeah. It's Calvin, Meg, Charles Wallace, and Calvin.
Right. And what are they doing?
And they are...
What's driving them?
Driving them?
Yeah, why are they doing what they're doing? Why are they hanging out with Miss Witch and Miss Watson?
Because there's a great shadow enslaving their earth. It's been there for a long, 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 long time.
But what else? What's going on with Meg and Charles Wallace? Is there somebody missing? Are they missing somebody in their lives?
Yeah. Their father.
Yeah, their dad's missing.
Yeah, he went to battle something.
No, there's not a lot of battle in this book until it gets fantastical. He's a scientist.
He was, what did he do?
He was looking for the Tesseract.
He was looking for the Tesseract, and...
He disappeared.
Yep. And we think the big dark shadow, spoiler alert,
mm-hmm.
again. And the big dark shadow, kind of slurped him up somehow.
Okay. So, I was hoping after this we could go to the library. What books are you looking to read yourself? Let's talk about books you read on your own. You're reading Mary Poppins now.
Yeah.
What else?
What
do you like to read when you go to the library?
Kids' books that actually have pictures.
That actually have pictures. Like what?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Mm-hmm. That's a popular series.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Mm.
Oh, come on. What do you always look for?
Oh, I am not telling.
You're not telling? Are you ashamed of it?
I'm embarrassed if I tell.
Why are you embarrassed? You read it. It's very popular.
No.
You don't want to say it?
No.
Can I say it?
Yes.
Okay. As a fan of Captain Underpants.
Yes.
Yes. So, you like the Captain Underpants books.
Yes.
And you like Pokemon.
And right beneath it is Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. One thing I'd like to start reading with you would be the Percy Jackson series, The Lightning Thief.
I've never seen that book.
You've never seen that book? Well, maybe we should get it. Maybe we should read it after 39 Clues. Are we done with 39 Clues? Or is that all the books that are out? Is the fifth one out?
Fifth one's
out. Do we own the fifth one?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll take a break from the 39 clues. I don't know. So, talking about science. So you've got a science fair coming up.
Yep.
So have you thought about what you're going to do for that?
Electricity making the clicking telegraph.
You're going to make a telegraph for your science fair?
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Why?
Because I want to know how telegraphs work.
Okay. Well, in this age of telephones and email, why do you want to know how telegraphs work?
How telegraphs work? I've always wondered. Well, clicking telegraph, you mm-hmm. know, sends messages mm-hmm. on wires like phones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to know how it works.
Well, that is the best reason to do a scientific experiment, my dear.
Yep. And good thing I have my inventor's kit, and it's how to make a clicking telegraph is in it.
That's right. You got an inventor's kit for Christmas, right?
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Well, is there any other, are there any other books you'd like to recommend to our listeners?
There is one more book.
Okay.
That I like to look for in the library.
Okay.
Is usually books that are interesting, like robotics and stuff that have robots on them, look interesting on the covers, and...
So you want books about robots, or fiction books that tell stories about robots?
Fiction books.
Okay. Anything else you want to say to our listeners?
No.
All right. Well, this has been the Princess Scientist.
Bark.
What?
Bark.
No. This has been the Princess Scientist Book Club. I'm Murr.
And I'm Princess Scientist.
You're a fidgety Princess Scientist. And we will see you. It won't be 2 months until next time, we promise, right?
Yes.
Okay. If you would like to email us, we haven't set up a Princess Scientist email link yet, you can email me at mightymurr@gmail.com, and I will make sure that the Princess Scientist gets it. Right, Princess
Yay.
Scientist?
Yay! That's a
All
yes.
All right. Say bye, Princess Scientist.
Bye!